Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Hello.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you going?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. It's December. It's Christmassy.
Indeed.
Type stuff.
We're going to talk about Christmas things shortly, but first, a couple of stories floating around at the moment. I've seen The Advocate today, the headline, Tackling Littering at Don Reserve. Now, that's one part of the story, but the main story is like the environmental management of the whole area, right?
Absolutely. We've had an environmental management plan in place since 2015, and it's due for review. And so we're asking our community to tell us what they want us to see us do as far as taking care of that really important ecosystem. And we have a group called Friends of Don Reserve who work tirelessly there, making sure the weeds are taken care of. Mm. They pick up the rubbish as well, of course. But we really want to hear from our community because it is one of really only two natural reserves that we have in our within our boundary. And there are over 200 different species of birds, animals and plants in the Don Reserve, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And just if you are a walker or a rider along Don Reserve, take your rubbish home with you or just chuck it in a bin.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not that difficult. All right, so if people have any ideas, contact council, right?
Yeah, we've got a Speak Up Devonport, so if you want to get onto that and give us your views, and we will take that into consideration when we're looking at updating the plan for the next 5 years.
Right. So the master plan regarding the sporting grounds and facilities around the Devonport area. So last time we spoke, you were asking for input from sporting clubs, and how's that all going?
Yeah, look, we had some great feedback, and that closed, I think it was yesterday. That working group's meeting this afternoon to look at the feedback and to start preparing a report to bring it back to council for final endorsement so that we can start working on those things.
Right, so there might be things like, different sporting clubs who use the one facility might have to get together and reach a compromise on when they use it and when they don't use it and what they'd like to upgrade and that sort of thing.
Yeah, look, it's very important, I think, these days, given that money isn't necessarily as easy to get as far as grant money and so on, that organisations work together, and certainly councils, part of council's role is to bring those groups together and to make sure that we get the best bang for our buck.
Yeah, well, we have that magnificent bit of turf down there at Meercroft Park. I mean, that's a great wide open space and, it might be as simple an idea as perhaps planting some trees around the outside.
Yeah, look, there's a whole range of things that we can do if community are prepared to take it on, and if we can get the funding, and if we know, as I said, part of this plan is to make sure that we know exactly what it is the best use of our funds and any grant of money that we can get. We want to make sure that we can do the best for our community, being prepared for the future.
Yeah. All right, so contact council you said it's... The submissions have closed.
Yes. Yeah, now we've been working on it for a couple of years. Yeah. It's been a long process, and now that working group will get together and finalise the report to bring back to council. Doesn't mean that everything else is off the table. It just means that we have a very clear idea of what we need to do over the next few years.
Mm. Just one final thing before we get into Christmas things. The hotel starting to take shape, actually looking like a hotel now.
It is, very much so. Fairbrother are working very hard to start to fit out now and put windows in and all of those things. So it is very much starting to look like a proper building.
And the walkway and all that's really shaping up. Very good. Well, let's hope they get more fine weather like they have over the last week to get some more work done before Christmas. All right, now let's get to Christmas stuff. And we'll start over in East Devonport Saturday. It's the Santa Run happening.
Yeah, Santa Run is we've had an event called Christmas in the East in East Devonport for several years now. And, of course, last year we had to change how that looked, and we're doing a similar thing this year. So Santa will be visiting most areas of East Devonport on Saturday afternoon. There is a map, I think, if you go to the Child and Family Centre's website, you'll find that link. And there'll be Santa visiting most of the areas so that particularly those families in East Devonport will have the opportunity to say hi to Santa and his helpers. And then, of course, we've made arrangements with Santa's people that he will be coming back in the last week before Christmas to visit the rest of Devonport.
Yeah, all right. So Christmas in the East, the Santa Run this Saturday, 3:30 to 5 around East Devonport. You can't miss him. And you'll be handing out lollies, I believe, to kids. So just be careful, okay? Just wait on the side of the road and the lollies will come to you.
Very much so. We expect we're looking forward to seeing some seeing Eastern Port families out and to greet Santa.
Brilliant. Now, Carols by Candlelight at Valley Road, home of the Strikers this coming Sunday evening. Now, numbers are limited, aren't they?
Sir Optimus are again running that event, and we thank them for taking on that task. It's not been an easy task, I know, to pull it together. And, yes, numbers are limited, so you will need to register. You don't need to pay when you register, but it's $5 a family once you get there on Sunday. Gates open, I think, at 5, and the event gets away at 7:30, so that's always a lovely start to the Christmas season.
Yeah, so City of Devonport Brass Band playing, the Exhale Choir, and a few other performers as well, and have a sing-along, bring your blanket or chair, and, I mean...
And it is a masked event.
Yes, a masked event. So there's a free bus coming from East Devonport Child and Family Centre, by the way, but you have to book your seat. So if you want to come over from East Dev, go to eventbrite.com.au. So that's at Valley Road, gates at 5, starting at 7:30. Good night there. All right, let's move to New Year's now. So we're having fireworks at 9:30, right, in Devonport?
That's right, yes. One lot of fireworks at 9:30 from out at the mouth of the river, but we expect that they'll be able to be viewed from most places in Devonport. So we ask people to consider the COVID being safe and making sure they find a really nice spot. We will have Around the World Christmas in Market Square from 3 to 8. And then people have the opportunity to maybe eat out at one of our restaurants or one of the pubs or whatever for tea and then go, a late tea, and then go check out the fireworks.
Brilliant, brilliant. So that's New Year's Eve covered. And there's also a family fun fair at the Devonport Oval that evening as well. Finishes at 9 o'clock. That's the rides and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. But that's run independently from council,
isn't
it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Righto. Anything else New Year's you want to mention?
Not really around New Year's Eve, I don't think, at this point. There's a lot happening before we get to that point.
Well, you know what? People might say, well, geez, there's not a lot happening. Well, there's a damn sight a lot more happening this year than there has been of recent times.
Yeah, and there's a whole calendar of events on Devonport Events Facebook page. If you go to that, you can look at all of the things that are happening, not just council-run events but other things that's happening as well, and check out what you can do for the whole month. And, of course, as well, there's a children's colouring competition that'll be running during December that I'll have to judge. I don't like judging things. I want everyone to win, but that is part of my job. And of course, there's house decorating event as well that you can register for to let people know that you've either lit up your house or you've got your house decorated. Yeah. So there's a whole range of things that we're hoping will help people get into the festive season.
So apparently, our annual Christmas breakfast broadcast is going ahead. Yeah. So that'll be on the Friday, I think it is.
Yes.
Whatever's Christmas Eve. Pretty sure it's Friday.
It's the day before Christmas.
Yeah, that's the one. So that'll be, and it's all, I think last time we did it, we moved it a bit further up the park, obviously, because of the Living City work.
Yeah, and it worked really well there. So I think that'll be great. So it'll be nice to have that tradition back.
Yeah, very good. Love that. It's my favourite broadcast of the year. So we'll be doing the breakfast there from 7 o'clock. So please join us. All right. Have you had a swim at Splash this week so far?
Yes, yesterday morning. It was lovely, yes.
And now are you brave enough? Because I'll be jumping in the outdoor pool this afternoon for the first time this season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we're expecting, you know, in the 20s and we're on 16 degrees at the moment. So I think I'll be going. Martin's just said through my headphones, said he went in the outdoor last night. All right, Martin, thumbs up. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys. I've been swimming in the outdoor pool since it reopened.
Okay. I bow. That's why I've been sticking to the indoor, but I'll brave the outdoor for the first time this afternoon.
The water's actually really nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful pool. I love it. G'day to the team at Splash. All right, should we play a Christmas song?
Oh, yeah, it's not too early now. It's December.
It's 1st of December. Thanks for coming in, Annette.
Thanks, Darren.
All right, Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. This is 7AD.